what clinched this for me was if they were saying, but if he doesn't save us out of the furnace, in the first part of verse 18, where he says, but if not, in other words, if God don't save us, and he does throw you in the fiery furnace, if we got the three amigos over here that's just getting fixed to get thrown into the fiery furnace, and if God don't deliver you and you go through that fiery furnace, what do you think is coming out of that fiery furnace? What's coming out? What are you going to be like, young lady? What do you think is going to happen to them toes? If I throwed you in a burning fiery furnace, what do you think is going to be what do you think is going to be left of that foot? Ashes. Is that true? Is that true? I mean, if God don't deliver us out of this fiery furnace, them precious little feet, we know what's going to happen when you throw her in a roaring, burning fire. We know what happened to flesh, don't we? It's gone, just like that. All you are is a burned, crispy critter. Is that right? So, if God does not deliver them, if that's what that means, and if God does not deliver them, how in the world could the rest of that statement be true? Because if God doesn't deliver me, let it be known, Lord, to King, that we will not serve your gods nor worship your idols. What's going to be left, Gina, to bow down and worship? Nothing. Ain't going to be no problem. You ain't going to have no problem not serving him, because there ain't going to be nothing left to do it, is there? So, see, that was the clincher for me. When I saw that, I believe with all my heart God revealed that to me. You know, and in fact, one day I was riding down the road with a young man, and we were talking about the Bible, and we were reading, and as we were driving down the road, in fact, what the deal was, show you how I used to do things whenever there wasn't nobody but just me in the ministry. I had a couple of good godly men out there one day. One of them was my nephew. He's a Baptist preacher. And another young man. And we were out there talking, and my phone rang, and it was a lady in San Antonio. And she said, I've just been listening to your stuff. And she said, I know I've got demons, and I want to be delivered. And she said, I can't find anybody in San Antonio can do this. I said, well, ma'am, John Hagee's church can. You know, I mean, she said, no. I've been over there, and there's not anybody who can take care of my problem. I said, well, ma'am, I find that hard to believe. I said, John Hagee, he's a great man of God, and I know he's got some great people on staff over there. She said, I want to be delivered. I said, well, all you got to do is find somebody down there who knows how to kick out demons. All you got to do is repent of your sins, and God will deliver you. She said, I want you to come down here and do this. I said, well, I said, ma'am, I said, you know, from here to San Antonio is a 5 or 6 hour drive. And I said, you know, when do you want me to come? She said, right now. I said, you want me to drop everything and come to San Antonio? She said, yes, I'm serious about this. I want to be free. I looked over at these two guys as they're with me. We'd come in for a little break that morning. We'd got up real early. We were doing something. I said, how would you guys like to go to San Antonio and cast out some devils today? And they said, great, let's go. When do we leave? I said, in about 10 minutes. I'm going to run in there and do a quick run through the shower and change clothes. And I said, we're going to get in the car and we're going to go. So we were on the way to San Antonio. Of course, we had all our Bibles. We're reading and talking about the Word. Well, somebody was reading, and one of them was reading, and it got to Daniel. We read chapter 1, 2, 3, 4, and all, 1, 2, and 3. And we come to this verse here. I stopped the young man. I said, tell me what that means. And he explained it to me. And he's totally wrong. And I said, no, you're wrong. No, he said, Thurman, I'm not wrong. I'm right. I said, well, read it again. So he read all of chapter 3 again. When he got, I said, explain to me as we go through what God's talking about. And so he was explaining all about Nebuchadnezzar and these boys and what they was doing. He was right, everything, till he come to this set of verses. And then he was wrong. And after he got through verse 18, I said, no, you're wrong again. That's not what he says. He said, Thurman, I'm not wrong. He said, I can read. I said, no, you can read. But I said, you're not getting the revelation from God. I said, I tell you what I want you to do. I said, I want you to stop right there, and I want you to say, Lord, I got to have you give me revelation on verses 17 and 18. And I said, say, thank you, Lord, for doing it. And he just held up his hand and said, Father, in the name of Jesus, I need revelation on these two verses. Thank you, Lord. He said, oh, my goodness, I know what it says. It was that quick. That quick. And he turned around and reinterpreted those two scriptures to me, and he was exactly 100% right. God revealed it to him that quick, driving down the road in the car on the way to San Antonio. Somebody, when you start reading the Bible, should we ask God to give us revelation as we read? Absolutely. Don't ever sit down and read God's Word without asking Him to give you revelation and wisdom from His Word. Because He wants to do it. But if you hadn't asked Him, He may not do it for you. Probably will not. But this young man got revelation quickly on this. Now let's run back over there. Oh, yes, sure, John.
What you were saying is, but if not, means if you don't throw us in the furnace.
Mm-hmm. Say that last. In other words, what's going to happen to you? First of all, if he throws you in the furnace and God delivers you, then you're not going to be hurt. But if he throws you in the furnace and he doesn't deliver you, what's going to be left?
Ashes, a shovel full of ashes.
Yeah. You see where I'm coming from?
So there'll be nothing left.
In other words, if I throw you in a furnace.
I got that, but it's not what he's saying in the scripture.
No, but you got to understand that to be able to get the revelation. See, you got to realize that if you get thrown in that furnace, you're going to burn up. What's going to be left?
Ashes.
Ashes, that's right. See, there ain't going to be no body left to do nothing, right?
Right.
Okay. So, what I'm trying to say there, that if that verse there says, but if not, in verse 18, but if not, he does not deliver us from that, then be it, how could they make the rest of that statement? Be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve your gods. How in the world could you serve his gods if you ain't nothing but a crispy critter? Now you got it, right? So you see, that's the rationale I used when I thought, he said, Arden says they're not going to worship the golden image. So they ain't going to be there to bow down in front of this golden image. I guarantee if he heats that furnace seven times hotter like he said, and that baby is a roaring inferno, and somebody throws you in that roaring inferno, if God don't show up, you ain't nothing coming out of that thing. But them boys, they were bound and tied and thrown in, and the ropes burned off their hands, and they didn't even singe a hair on their head. I'm going to tell you, God showed up in that furnace. He showed up. But these boys had faith to believe he would. See, where so many people say that our God, when they say, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning furnace, and he will deliver us. Now see, that's a positive declaration of faith. And that's the kind of faith that God shows up for. He will. And that's what he shows up for, that kind of faith. So anyway, any other questions? Yes, ma'am.
Did you put the verse up there about the guys that were stoked in the furnace got burned up, and not the Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego?
Oh, the other ones?
Yeah.
Oh, sure. We go on. Yeah.
Oh,
okay. Let's go to the next one, Dave. Right on down the line here. Yeah. It said, therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent and the furnace exceedingly hot, the flames of fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. In other words, here's these men, the soldiers, they had heated this furnace seven times hotter. They had a roaring inferno. I mean, have any of you ever been to one of these deals at a college or a high school when they build a huge bonfire? You know, and they build this roaring fire. And, you know, you can't even get close to that thing. Y'all know where I'm coming from? And now then, here, they got to get close enough to this thing to throw these men in this thing. So here's this pit, and the thing is burning, and it's hot, and these soldiers, they tie Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they tie them up, bind their hands and everything, and these men take them over to push them in the furnace. And when they get close enough to push them in, the fire is so hot, it kills those men, just like it says right there. It says that, and because the king in his anger had demanded such a hot fire in the furnace, the flames leaped out and killed the soldiers as they threw the three men in. That's how hot it was. But the three men didn't get killed. Look at what he says there. Go to the part where it talks about what happened after they threw him in. Is that the next couple of verses there? Where is that? So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, securely tied, fell down into the roaring flames. And then what happened? But suddenly, as he was watching, Nebuchadnezzar jumped up in amazement. Now I can only imagine him jumping off of his throne. Can't you, Eldon? He jumped up in amazement and exclaimed to his advisor, "Didn't we tie up three men and throw them into the furnace?" "Yes," they said, "we did indeed, Your Majesty." "Look," Nebuchadnezzar shouted, "I see four men unbound walking around in the fire." Now, what happened to the ropes they're bound with? It burned them off. Is God in control? He's in control of everything. They aren't even hurt by the flames. And the fourth one looks like the divine being or the Son of God. Jesus showed up. And then Nebuchadnezzar came as close as he could to the door. He realized he couldn't get very close of the flaming furnace. And he shouted, "Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of the Most High God, come out. Come here." So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego stepped out of the fire. Now then, wouldn't you have loved to have been Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? And said, "Whoa, King, look at this. Isn't this good stuff? Isn't it warm under your arm? Come on in here, King. It's really nice in here. Come on in here with us." Wouldn't you love to have been in that position? These boys are walking around in a fire. I mean, this is unthinkable. So it said, then the princes, perfect governors and advisors, crowded around them and saw that the fire had not touched them, nor a hair on their heads was singed, and their clothing was not scorched. They didn't even smell of smoke. Now look what happens when God shows up. Let's go ahead. Then Nebuchadnezzar said, "Praise the God of Shadrach." I mean, he knows he's seen a miracle. He is not a dumb king, that's for sure. "Praise to the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He sent His angel to rescue His servants who trusted in Him. They defied the king's command and were willing to die rather than serve or worship any god except their own God." Now look what happened. "Therefore, I make this decree. If any people, whatsoever their race or nation or language, if they speak a word against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they will be torn limb from limb and their houses will be crushed into heaps of rubble. There is no other God who can rescue like this God."
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.